the sports teams that exist. Certain countries have a big one or two, but we're proud to say our podcast is about the biggest team in the entire world.
And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys? Yeah!
This is the World's Team Podcast. All about the world's team, the Dallas Cowboys, baby. We're here to redefine what it means to be a fan of the gridiron game. It's not just America's team anymore. Nope. We're taking that star-studded pride and spreading it across the globe. Each week, we dive into all things Cowboys. From game analysis that'll have you on the edge of your seat, to reactions and all the latest news. Whether it's free agency frenzy, draft day drama, or injury reports that make us want to hug our lucky jerseys a little tighter. We're bringing in fan groups from all over the place, from Germany, France, Brazil, the UK, Canada, Japan. Everybody gets to share their two cents on America's favorite team.
And here we go, here we go.
America's team, Mexico's team, world's team, my Dallas Cowboys.
And now your hosts, Paul Stewart and Mike Poland.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the World's Team. We are officially back, and it's been a while. In case you're wondering where we have been, we've been working on our new format here. Obviously, we were part of the bloggingtheboys.com, and obviously, we're now moving on to new pastures, but we just wanted to take this opportunity to thank RG Ocha, Dave Halpin, and everyone at Blogging the Boys for giving us the initial platform to get us where we are right now. But how rude of me. Mike, how are we doing, my man?
Yeah, look at this. It's the world scene. And yeah, big shout out to Blogging the Boys. Another big shout out as well is to everybody who messaged and at, you know, I don't know what you want to call it, mentioned us in their tweets and what have you, about bringing the show back. Yeah, it is crazy because it was like people from like France and Germany and Canada and the States as well, all like saying, oh yeah, you know, when are you guys gonna bring that show back? And it's like, it's coming. And then we say that we're coming back and all of a sudden you see all the likes and the reposts and what have you, and you're like, oh yeah. So that's really cool. It's cool to see. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, obviously we're restarting from the ground up. Like, we've created brand new social media tags, accounts, etc., which we'll just put here at the bottom of our screen if you're watching, so you can check us out at the.worlds.team on Instagram, the_worlds_team on X, Twitter, and obviously here on YouTube, just the World's Team, so you can check us out there. So we just want to let everybody know, so from now going forward, we're going to be going live every Saturday from now forth. So I believe we're thinking 12 p.m. Central Time, Mike. Is that?
Yeah.
So that's 6 p.m. in the UK, 7 p.m. across Europe. And if you're in likes of Canada, if you're in like Vancouver and East Coast, I believe that's 8 a.m. So yeah. But yes, but welcome to everyone that's here involved. We see a lot of people here are viewing via Twitter right now. We've got a couple of people here watching on YouTube as well. But yes, we will be having this podcast on Spotify and Apple Music. But we're here for one reason and one reason only. Today is the schedule release.
Yeah.
So I've already had some confirmed reports. I've got my sources. I've already pre-booked my flights because I already know, because my source is legit. I don't want to give names because obviously I don't want to get them into trouble. But what I can do is share what we know so far. All right. So for everyone here watching, this is currently what we've got at this moment up till now, because obviously the official Dallas Cowboys release of the schedule will be at 7 p.m. Central Time. So that will be 1 a.m. in the UK, 2 a.m. across Europe. So, yeah. And with that, here it is. Boom. So, as you can see, we already know that week one is the Tom Brady match against the with the Cleveland Browns. Week two is our home opener against the Saints. Rumor has it that is going to be an early game. Rumor has it. Week three is still to be confirmed. Week four is at the New York Giants. Week five is at the Steelers, which is fantastic news. Because when I say that, when you think about Pittsburgh, and if you were playing later on the year, it's going to be an absolute disaster.
Ooh, yeah.
It's going to be cold. So, follow on from that, we've got week six against the Lions. Week seven, still to be confirmed, but I do have my suspicions that could be the Ravens game. Week eight, another big matchup against the San Francisco 49ers. Away to Levi Stadium.
And that one's important for the weather too, being there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Week nine, my gut feeling, and I don't know what you feel about this one, Mike. This is the bye week, I think. I think this could be the bye week.
Yes.
Because you've got the Eagles on week 10, then you've got the Texans at week 11.
And halfway in between would be really nice.
Yeah. Speaking about week 11 of the Texans, however, that is the Monday night football game. And the reason I know that is because my source directly contacted me and So I found out about the Texans game through a mutual friend of ours, Mike, and who's very closely connected to the Dallas Cowboys, and he told me that's going to be the Monday night football game. To me personally, I'm a wee bit disappointed in a way because it's Monday night.
And you'll go to that game personally.
I'm going to that game because a lot of my friends are like back in Texas. They want to meet up, and that's the game they really want to go to. And I was like, all right, cool, no problem. And obviously the tailgating experience will be impacted because it's during like a normal working day, etc. Not many people are going to have the day off on the Tuesday, for example. But week 12 is still to be confirmed. Week 13 is the New York Giants. Week 14 still to be confirmed.
Just gonna say the week 13, that will be Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes, sorry, you're right. Yeah, week 13, and that's been definitely been confirmed from multiple sources. That is the Thanksgiving game. There was rumors it was going to be the Texans, but that is not the case. So it's now the New York Giants. So this is going to be the third time in about, 7 years we've played the Giants at Thanksgiving. I'm a wee bit disappointing, but it is what it is. The way I'm kind of seeing it, though, I think Jerry wants to make sure we've got basically a more stronger chance of winning the game at Thanksgiving, if that makes sense.
So keep that run of wins at Thanksgiving on.
Yeah, that's my deep thoughts on that one. So week 14 still to be confirmed. Week 15, as I mentioned, the Panthers. That's been the most latest confirmation. Week 16 is the Buccaneers. Week 17 at Philadelphia, which is going to be right after Christmas. I believe
that's going to be a cold one.
Yeah, I believe that it's going to be on the 29th of
something December. Like that.
Something. Yeah. It's one of those days, 28th or 29th. I can't remember. And then finally, we're going to be finishing off the regular season against the Commanders. So, and there you have it. But Mike, Mike, tell me what your overall thoughts is so far of the unofficial,
rumors of it all. Yeah, I mean, I like where Pittsburgh and the 49ers are. That's important. Having Washington last as well. What I'm hoping, because that field, I mean, we know about FedEx Field. that field gets chewed up really bad, that field. Like, you, there's always injuries towards the end of the season on that field. And what I'm hoping is by the time we get to that final game, like, the Cowboys' fate has been already sealed. They've either making the playoffs or they're not. So it kind of makes it like, you hope, what you're hoping is you're playing like all your backup players in that game, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
But apart from that, having the bye week in week 9, if it is going to land there, nah, I like that one.
Yeah, personally, I think it makes so much sense. If Jerry can somehow manage to negotiate to get at week 9, and we're going in with a full-strength squad, going into the second half of the season, and we're playing against Philadelphia, that would be massive. That would be massive. So, but before we do continue on, I want to give a wee shout out to our sponsor. So, but with it further ado, I'll just get our sponsor introduced.
The World's Team Podcast is brought to you by Cowboys Experience. The ultimate Cowboys experience with stadium tours, meet and greets, tailgating, game tickets, and much more. For more information, please go to www.cowboysexperience.com.
Yes, so if you're planning going to a Dallas Cowboys game this year, be sure to go and check out cowboysexperience.com. And be sure that me and Mike sent you on your way, and they'll treat you like absolute royalty. But yes, Mike, going back to the schedule, the game, like if there was an away game I really wanted to go to, it's the first game of the season. It's the Cleveland Browns. Like that, like I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because Cleveland's a blue collar city, essentially, but and how loyal the fans are in Cleveland, that seems to be the away game for me this year. Is the season opener?
Yeah, I see where you're going. And yeah, do you know what I would do? Me personally, if I was going to the Cleveland game, is like you make that in like a good weekend, and like you can go to Canton, go to
exactly. The exactly, yeah. Mate. I mean, I was actually talking to my friends based in Houston who are Cowboys fans, and they were saying, yeah, that was what we were thinking doing, because there's so much you can actually do there. Go and see the Pro Football Hall of Fame, etc., etc. It makes so much sense. Like it's definitely on the bucket list for me. Not this year, but maybe like from 4 years from now, I would like to do the Cleveland game away or something, because I think it works every 4 years, I think.
Depending on how you rank and everything, you know.
Yeah, that may be the off chance, because you'll have like the one additional AFC opponent, and it could be away or home. It really depends, but yes. But other than that, as we are currently live here right now, and it's not official yet, but like we said, the schedule is coming in hot right now. So we're getting all the multiple sources coming in from guys that are very closely connected to DallasCowboys.com. We're actually getting some feed from opposing teams, letting us know who are playing who. So when it comes to the actual schedule, and we've also got I need to give these guys a shout out as well. It's Aussie NFL and Nerding NFL, which is the NFL schedule guy, who actually featured on NFL.com. of his spreadsheet. It actually featured live on television. So I don't think they're particularly too happy with them actually like kind of releasing everything type of like that, but they're not arguing about it. So at least you know it's like it's credible in that sense. Yeah. But if
they're using his database as like
absolutely
a feature wall, then yeah, you kind of like there you go, you've sold your hand there.
Yeah, exactly. But yes, but we're just want to make this a very short show for today, because obviously we want to introduce ourselves back to the world and try and make you more aware about the world's team. And as from Saturdays, from now going forward, we'll be coming here live, giving you all the updates, latest gossip. When it comes to during the regular season, we're going to be giving you like pre-game analysis, post-game analysis, depending when the game is during the season, and lots more. But yes, but be sure to go and follow Mike at Kenfig Cowboy on Twitter, and be sure to go and check out on him on bloggingtheboys.com, where you can actually see all of his amazing articles and analysis. And for me, you can find me at I Am Peace Too. But Mike, before we do go, do you have anything else to, before we sign off?
Okay. Let's have a think.
Give me a would you rather, actually.
I'm gonna finish
Yeah.
We like to finish every show as we always used to on the Worlds team with a would you rather, and then that goes up. So let's go with this. Okay. Would you rather? Okay, I got one for you. I just literally thinking on the spot. Would you rather Dak Prescott with Michael Irvin or Troy Aikman with CD Lamb?
Oh. I'm gonna have to go with my boy Troy Aikman. Like I'm an Aikman fan through and through. I really am. Yeah. I'm gonna have to, and I think even with CD Lamb or if it was Michael Irvin, I think you're still gonna get amazing production of Aikman if that was the case. So that would be my answer. Yeah. But guys, let us know what you think. What would you rather have? Aikman and CD Lamb or Dak Prescott and Michael Irvin? Leave your comments on our Twitter space or social media on Instagram. Let us know what you think. But yes, but like we said, we'll be back here on Saturday. We'll give a more in-depth review of the schedule on Saturday and talk about more recent news and talk about like potential cuts going into training camp, etc., all that type of stuff. So, but yes, guys, thank you for watching and we will see you guys on Saturday.
You've been listening to the World's Team Podcast. There's no other team like it in the world. Nothing more electrifying than the Dallas Cowboys. And we're here to prove it. We bring in fan groups from Germany, France, Brazil, the UK, Canada, Japan. We're everywhere, baby. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find us on Instagram at the.worlds.team, on Twitter at the_worlds_team, and on YouTube at the Worlds Team. How about them Cowboys?
And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys? Yeah!
See you next time.